You're listening to Real World News. Energy and climate change.
Brazil, occupation of dam in Mato Grosso and protests against works on Madeira River. Every March the 14th, the International Day of Action Against Dams and for Rivers, Water and Life is celebrated. But in countries like Brazil, protests came a few days earlier. This week, there were mobilizations carried out by people affected by hydroelectric dams in Mato Grosso and Rondônia states. On Monday, around 800 affected farmers occupied Manso Dam in Mato Grosso to demand the fulfillment of commitments taken in 2005 by state-owned energy company Furnas. Paulo Pereira Fernandes, one of the farmers affected by the dam, said that the company bought only 40% of the lands necessary to resettle 780 affected families. This figure was acknowledged by Furnas itself. "We are tired of waiting. Until Furnas complies with what was agreed, we will stay here," said Pereira Fernandes, according to the website of the Movement of People Affected by Dams. 3 years ago, governmental authorities promised to buy lands for all the families displaced by the dam, mainly small rural producers. Now the farmers also demand alternative economic development projects and technical and financial aid to resume production. Furnas had committed itself to buy 22,000 hectares of land for the 780 families, but up to now they have acquired only 8,000, according to the Mato Grosso media. Meanwhile, the project on Madeira River has been also severely questioned recently. In the framework of the different actions of the International Women's Day, around 200 representatives of the MAB and Via Campesina blocked for a few hours the access to the works of Santo Antonio Power Plant, part of the complex located near Portobelo, capital city of Rondônia state. Hundreds of officials of building company Odebrecht were denied access, according to a statement issued after the action.
You're listening to Real World News. We'll be right back.